Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, Aunt Mary's House, where strange things seem to follow your every move.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you for listening. And if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, we would sure appreciate that. Call it in 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon. I wanted to tell you, I had this funny thing kind of happen to me the other night. Not paranormal.
What's that?
It was not paranormal, but it felt creepy, like, it, you know?
Okay.
So it's like 10 o'clock at night. I'm sitting there watching some TV before bed. And I get this private message on Facebook. And it's from some woman who's my Facebook friend who I don't know, because between this job and my radio, there's a lot of people who are friends with me. I really don't know them.
Yeah.
And so she's never sent me another message before. And all I see is, your porch light is on, just FYI. Or no, excuse me, your floodlights are on, just FYI. I was like, what?
What?
And I have motion lights on the front of my house, and I'm looking at her picture, and I'm like, I don't even recognize her. And I'm like, she's not one of my neighbors. What is this woman just sitting outside of my house telling me my lights are on? And at first I was like, and so what if they are on? But then the more I sat there, I'm like, why is this woman telling me that? I was going to go peek out the window.
Well, then you begin to wonder, is it somebody that's like just hacked her page and they're trying to get you to go outside?
Exactly. Like,
you know,
is there? So I was going to go look out the front window because I've got them on two sides of my house, but I could see out the front window. I get up to look out the front window. And before I got to the front window, I'm like, oh my God, what if somebody's standing on my porch? Like,
well, yeah,
what if
exactly.
somebody's in my that's yard, what, right?
Know. Yeah.
So then I'm like, okay. Because all my shades are drawn because it's 10 o'clock at night. So then I look out my kitchen door that goes into my garage, and you can see through the garage door if those lights are on. Mm-hmm. There's no lights on.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, is she just trying to draw me outside to murder me?
Right.
And so I just am like, why is she doing this to me, and who is doing this to me? And then I thought, So I just messaged her back, huh?
Oh, good. Okay.
And then she said, about 5 minutes later, is like, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I messaged my neighbor.
I was wondering, as you were building up on this, I thought, oh, maybe it was just the wrong house.
But I sat there for a good 10 minutes, like, no big deal. Why am I concerned about this? It's a big, no, what if? And I kept having this weird going back and forth about it. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
So it wasn't even meant for me. And I said, oh, thank goodness. I said, that felt super stalkery. And then she never replied back.
And she never said anything back to you.
No.
Like, oh, sorry.
Sorry, I'm not a stalker, LOL.
Yeah.
Not even that. No happy face emoji. Nothing. It was just
so weird.
Nothing. Your floodlights are on, just FYI. I'm like, is that code for, like, we're making a drug transaction? I just don't know what it is.
I know. I'm so out of drug transaction things. I don't even know what the kids are using for that these days.
I don't know either. So I'm like, I am way too old to be making illegal drug transactions, lady. So anyway, it was not meant for me. But it did feel really creepy for a little bit because I was like, it felt kind of black-eyed kidsy, you know?
The new
version of it. Like,
right.
Your floodlights are on, just FYI. And then you open your window to look outside and see them standing there in their frickin' hoodies.
Exactly.
So anyway,
yeah,
so it was
they probably are, you know, now tampering with the, you know, technology to get you outside.
Exactly, because now they have to keep up with the times, you know? So yeah. Let's do this ghost story. It says, "Hi, I'm Alyssa. I wanted to share the last two paranormal experiences I had at my Aunt Mary's house. My Aunt Mary's husband passed away in the house, and that was my first brush with something unsettling. This time I've had a few more encounters that have definitely solidified my belief in the paranormal. After that first strange experience where I realized someone or something opened the locked bathroom door while I was in the shower, I would not like that. I wanted to try to capture some evidence of what might be going on in my aunt's house. My uncle Winston, who lives a few houses down with my aunt Anne Mary Winston," I love these aunt and uncle names. My uncle Winston, who lives a few houses down with my aunt Anne, had just made a joke suggesting that it might be my aunt's husband's ghost who opened the bathroom door and moved my bag of toiletries from the sink to the floor that night. He even joked that we should try capturing his ghost on camera or with a recording. A few nights later, my uncle and I decided to leave my phone in my aunt's living room overnight to see if we could capture any evidence of his presence. I hooked up my phone to a charger so it wouldn't die overnight and left it on while I stayed at my Aunt Anne's house that night. A key detail is that this was a brand new phone with a new number that only a few people had, including my uncle and Aunt Mary. The next morning, when my uncle and I went to check the phone, we were stunned by what we heard. The recording picked up sounds of walking and whistling. My uncle immediately recognized the whistling, as my Aunt Mary's husband had been partially deaf and he would whistle if he wanted someone to repeat something he couldn't hear. My uncle was shocked by how clearly we could hear the whistling on the recording. We played the recording back for my Aunt Anne, who's a skeptic and doesn't believe in the paranormal at all, and when she heard the whistling, I could see the expression on her face change. She looked completely confused, and for the first time, she seemed unsure of what to make of it. But the strangest thing happened that same day. My cousin, who's like a sister to me, called me. She didn't have my new number yet because I'd moved out of the Bay Area and my new area code was different. She told me she had received a call from my new number in the middle of the night. She said it sounded like two men talking in a woman's voice, but she couldn't make out what they were saying. It sounded like a butt dial, and she kept saying hello, but couldn't get a clear response. I was so shaken by that. I told her about the recording and why I left my phone on to record that night. We both sat in silence for a couple minutes. She was creeped out, asking why in the world my phone would call her, especially since her number wasn't even in my phone. We hadn't spoken in months since I moved, and there was no reason for my phone to have called her. After that, my uncle and I went to put some chairs back in my Aunt Mary's backyard that we had borrowed for a barbecue. Her bedroom faced the patio, and when I went to lay the chairs against the wall beneath the window, I saw the unmistakable outline of someone sitting on her bed. I couldn't make out the face, but it looked like a man sitting there. Something compelled me to do this, but I stuck up my hand and I waved. To my shock, the figure waved back at me and then vanished. I was so upset because my Uncle Winston was already at the front of the house and didn't witness what I had just seen. I stood there for a minute trying to process what had happened, but by the time I went inside to tell my uncle, the figure was gone and I had no explanation for what I saw. Since that day, I've stayed at my Aunt Mary's house a few times, but I haven't experienced anything like that again. I can't explain what happened, but I know those experiences will stick with me forever. Thanks for listening to my story." Definitely some paranormal shit going on.
Well, yeah. Okay. What was the uncle's that passed away's name?
I think it
was. Did we ever get that?
I think it was Aunt Mary's husband.
Just Aunt Mary's husband. Okay. You know, I have a feeling that maybe he has passed on. I mean, gone on now. And that's why you're not experiencing anything. I really do believe that sometimes there's these periods of time where a person that's passed away kind of remains a little bit. And I think that it can vary how long that is. But I always usually say about 5 days, but it could be longer or whatever. I have not a clue, but it just doesn't feel like he's there anymore. I do definitely feel like he was.
But do you think that's what they picked up on the recording? Because that is weird since whistling was kind of his thing.
That strange phone call in the middle of the night to the cousin, whose number wasn't even in the phone yet, if I heard that correctly.
Yes.
And seemed to maybe, you know how it's a butt dial and you just hear people talking and doing stuff. And you even try to get their attention and say, hello, you know, or whatever. But hearing men talk, that's very strange.
Well,
and that is creepy.
She was just hearing, like she couldn't even understand what they were saying, which makes sense. That's why you would be like, oh, she just butt dialed me because everything's so muffled. Because we've all had that happen. But if her phone is in the living room or wherever they put it, just recording all night, plugged in, number one, it can't dial anybody. And it sure wasn't by her.
Yeah.
See how these ghosts are using technology.
That's it. There's this strange bit of technology that's going with it. Yeah, did she ever say how she felt about it? She says the other aunt Anne, who's a skeptic, then heard this and was kind of shaken by it. But she never says anything that how Mary felt about it.
No.
And she must have known something was up because they left the phone in her house recording, unless they didn't tell her they did.
Well, and I wondered, like, did she, and I don't think this is totally clear, did she live with Aunt Mary? She said it was experiences I had at my Aunt Mary's house.
Well, and she said she stayed there a few times since.
So maybe she was
had
staying there.
I think just occasionally she stays there, or he. I don't know that this is a woman.
Alyssa. It's from
Alyssa. Yeah, okay. So I think that they don't live there. I think she just visits every so often. But, you know, you do have to handle these situations with kid gloves. If you do feel like something's going on, you know, how much do you say to somebody like Mary about
I don't think they have.
Is it
said
upsetting
anything
to them? You know, you have to be kind of careful. If it's somebody like you and me who's really open to this sort of thing, like we would go, we'd be wanting to know about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But does everybody, and is it upsetting to people?
Right.
You know, too. So she doesn't really say, I don't think, in this story, but Uncle Winston sure is, you know, in on it, everything.
Well, and you know, couples like, you know, Aunt Mary and her husband, my guess is they'd been together for a long time. And, you know, maybe he just can't move on without her. Because I was
But reading. I have a feeling he has, because Alyssa said that she stayed there a few times now and hadn't felt anything.
But man, that is kind of weird, her seeing him sitting on the chair.
Yeah, and interacting with him,
mm-hmm.
where he waved back.
Yeah. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Especially with the whistling that she picked up on. Because, you know, you're just seeing,
I think he was there. I'm not sure he still is.
What I don't like is that she's taking a shower and the door is locked and then it's unlocked. I don't like that.
And apparently the toiletries bag was on the floor.
Yeah, don't like any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with me while I'm in the shower. Because that is creepy. That's pervy. Okay, let's go to our next caller.
Hey, guys. It's Becca. Wanted to call in with the three ghost cats that inhabit my dad's house. Every time I stay at my dad's house, I see regularly, and they all see regularly, and it's just come to accept them as part of the family. So my dad's house, it's in rural Pennsylvania. It used to be a doctor's office in the early 1900s, and then the last resident was an older woman who did actually pass away in the house. And actually every June, which is when she passed away, you can smell this like really pungent old lady perfume. And my dad always like greets her. He says that she opens the door for him sometimes when he's in a rush to work, which is funny. So the house has a lot of activity in itself. The basement, I feel like, has something darker in it, but I'll have to call in with that another day, because that's a whole story in itself. But I had come back for, I believe it was Christmas or Thanksgiving, for my first semester of college, and I hadn't stayed at my dad's house too often at this house, because my parents had been divorced for a while. And before I left for college, I had actually gotten kicked out of my mom's house. So I didn't really have anywhere else to come back to. So it was a new place for me to be staying. It wasn't a place I was familiar with. So I'm still trying to get a feel of things. And my dad has a very, very large Akita and two Shelties. There's a lot of dogs, and they all bark at everything. So it was really unusual when I came home from a friend's house, and I was walking up to my bedroom, and the stairwell was dark, and I felt a cat brush past me. And I had always grown up with cats, so I knew the feeling. It didn't really surprise me too much, but I was surprised because I didn't hear the dogs bark or anything. So the next day, I asked my dad, I'm like, do you guys have a cat that I haven't seen? A new person in a cat's house, they usually don't greet you. And he's just like, no, why? And I'm like, well, because last night when I got home, I felt a cat brush past me on the stairs. And he's like, yeah, so there's actually three of them. Like, so you do have cats. He's like, no, I thought for the longest time that some strays had gotten in, but your mother, my stepmother, has come to the terms that they're ghost cats. And he went on to tell me further that there's a Cacalico cat in the kitchen and kitchen bathroom, that if you walk into the kitchen every once in a while, you'll catch the tail end of the cat walking into the kitchen bathroom where there's no outlet, but there's no cat in there if you go and look. And then there's a gray cat that he said is probably the one that I saw last night that sits at the top of the stairs going up to me and my sister's room, and then we'll run down the stairs. And then he said that there's an orange tabby cat that sometimes crawls up on the foot of their bed in their bedroom. And I was just like, and you're not bothered by this in any way? And he's like, no, they don't do any harm. The dogs don't seem to be bothered by them, so we just let them be. And sure enough, throughout my stay there, I ended up seeing all three of the cats. And it was really unusual. And the gray cat at the stairs was the one I usually saw the most. I would come home, and instead of turning on the lights and waking everybody up, because I usually come home pretty late, I would use my phone as a flashlight, and I'd flick it to the top of the stairs so I could see my way up the stairs. And sure enough, at the top of the stairs, you catch the reflection of two little eyes, like of a cat, and then it would quick run past you, and you could actually physically feel it brush past you. It wasn't cold or anything. It felt like a real animal was there, but you turn on the light, and there's no animal there, and there's nowhere a cat could have ran off to or hid. It's just the strangest thing. But every time I hear you guys reference the ghost cats, or ghost pets on the show, I always think of my dad's three ghost cats. I'm pretty sure they have names for them too, because they're really into that kind of stuff. And keep up the good work. Hope to hear this on the show. Bye.
See, I just think that's so interesting because they're just very matter of fact about it. Oh yeah.
Well, you know, I think in this situation, win-win. You have cats, no litter box, no vet
true,
bills.
True.
You don't have to do anything. They jump up and do the lovely get on the bed and sleep with you thing. They brush past your legs, which is always nice. It might just be perfect way to have a cat. And, you know, like, if you think about it, it could be worse. And no one has said this yet. We've heard of ghost cats and a few ghost dogs. But thank God they're not like ghost rats or something.
Oh, yeah, for real.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think, I look at this, and I think her dad and stepmom do too. This is a win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you got to have ghosts, this seems like a perfectly wonderful way to have ghosts in your house.
And for those of us who are cat people, that is such, it's like your dog. You know the feeling of your dog being around, you know. And cats mm-hmm. rub up against your leg. Most dogs don't do that, but there's certain things cats do that without thinking, like, one of my cats can walk in here right now, rub up against my leg. And I'm like, oh, hi. But I love the way how it's not scary to anybody. It's just super matter of fact. That's just the way it is. And we don't think anything about it. It's just the ghost cats.
Do you think she mentions that there was an old lady possibly, and they do get the old lady perfume kind of smell sometimes and whatnot. Do you think these cats were hers?
That's,
you know,
don't you think she was like the cat
and
lady?
Maybe she kind of is still around some. She just hasn't made her presence very known.
You just pointed out something I've never thought about. The old lady perfume. What happens like 50 years from now? Because nobody's going to be wearing that old lady perfume. So how will we know?
With good reason.
It's like, that's grandma's perfume. But now we don't have those kind of old lady
perfumes. They'll just
perfumes.
Be like, woo, this is really nasty perfume. I don't know. It is pretty nasty, those old perfumes, though.
And there are certain people I know who are like old stoners. It's going to be like, oh, patchouli.
Yeah.
I know exactly who that is.
And, you know, like, I think the other thing is that people, like, it was kind of pricey, or like, it was kind of an extravagance perfumes. And so maybe they kind of left them sitting too long, too, you know,
because they didn't use them. Yeah, that's the good perfume.
Yeah, and so maybe after a while they got kind of, you know, not really ridiculously smelling strong.
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, that, you know, I don't know. Like if I lose my cats, and I have lost cats, and there's one incident I've talked about with one of my cats hearing her after she passed away. But like my old guy, Bob, I've never heard from him since he's been gone. But my two that I have now, I could really see them sticking around.
Oh, I could too.
Because they're very attached to me and to the house and to, you know, I could see them being around, especially Izzy. Izzy would be like, I'm going to be with you forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Well, if you have a real ghost story and you would like to share it with us, that would make us really happy. So please do that. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want no commercials, become a premium subscriber, and you also get episodes in advance and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You could also sign up at patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.